It is possible to classify user communication tasks on the basis of what users want to do with a communication service. Different user tasks can be distinguished because they have different psychological properties. It is usually necessary to be explicit about the types of user tasks because they vary and may influence the human communication process. Previous research has usually varied user tasks in a systematic way relative to other psychological and technical variables. Therefore, the results of user tests should be applied with a knowledge of the types of tasks involved. Across the research literature, experiments and surveys have been performed with most of the communication tasks described here. The range of methodologies and results do not allow simple conclusions. However, it seems possible to state that experiments reveal only a limited number of communication tasks where the outcome of communication is sensitive to the communication service. The extent to which communication services have different effects on human communication seems to mainly depend on the task's requirement for social presence. However, it is clear that the way people behave while communicating, the way people take turns, interrupt each other, and so on, is greatly influenced by the communication service. Even if effects are only on the communication process and not always on the communication outcome, this may be very important because an effect on the process of communication may in turn affect users' feelings of satisfaction. Users' feelings of satisfaction may influence decisions to reuse or purchase a particular system.